Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
From the OutSky.com sports desk, here's Nolan McGraw with a 105.7 The Fan Fan Flash.
The Orioles have yet to make a big splash this offseason, and with spring training just days away, the time to pull off a notable move is running out. Last year, they were able to swing a surprise trade for Corbin Burnes in early February that instantly changed the outlook for the team. Mike Elias spoke with the media over the weekend and was asked how active they remain in free agency and the trade market.
So I think we're targeting improvements to the team. You know, obviously, we're going to Sarasota soon, so we like where we're at, but we still have time on the clock before the offseason's over. The trade market sometimes happens very late. I can't forecast that or handicap it, but there's still those possibilities.
Pitchers and catchers are set to report to Sarasota next week. The O's first spring training game will take place on February 22nd. From the Bob Bell Nissan Kia of Essex Weather Center, mostly cloudy with highs near 50 this afternoon. I'm Nolan McGraw, every team, every sport, every day, Ravens, Terps, and O's, and your home of Super Bowl 59, 105.7, The Fan.
Oh, yeah. On your home for the best Ravens coverage. Time for News from the Nest with Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Well, it's not for me to really know. I don't know for sure. I think it's awesome and great that these coaches have gotten an opportunity over the last few years. You know, I'm kind of proud of that. Whatever chances they get, they're most deserving of. I tell them, I say, you know, I'm rooting for you. You know, I'll definitely tell people how great you are because you deserve it. But if it doesn't work out for you, I'm really happy that you're staying with us. And I think our players, we talked to a lot of our players, and I know our players feel the same way.
John Harbaugh, Ravens head coach. That was a couple of weeks ago, unfortunately, at the end of season. Press conference there talking about possible coaching changes. And since he met with the media then, well, there have been a couple of them. Start with Dean Pease. He's leveling back, it sounds like, his participation in regards to daily activity. 75 years old, came in, we know the drill, sixth week, and then things really turned around, especially post-bye for them defensively, but given his age, semi-retirement, that's kind of still going to be his reality. I guess, Vinny, for all intents and purposes, replaced by Chuck Pagano.
Yeah, no doubt.
Who has come in to take over as all things secondary coaches.
I think the thing with Dean Pease is, like you said, he's 75 years old, and from week five until the end of the season, he was 7 days a week grinding, and then, you know, him and his wife probably said, you know, there's more to life than, you know, working all the time. You know, his grandkids and all, he probably wants to spend time. So, extremely limited, I'm guessing now, because they have Chuck, limited role for Dean. Now, Chuck Pagano becomes the Dean Pease, but he's involved every day with everything, and seems like this is not just a one-year deal. This looks like he wants to be around for a little bit. I missed coaching, and he's been here since the defense basically started too. So he understands the ins and outs of this defense, because I think Dean Pease came after Chuck.
And if you understand, based on what he said to Pat McAfee, Pagano, I'm saying, it all came together like that for him, because he was asking for a friend.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a dude, might need a job. How you guys situated? And they're like, well, what are you doing?
Right.
And then it just like that, it all came together. So as he comes in, Chris Hewitt goes out. But as we said earlier in the show, just tuning in, Chris Hewitt to the Indy Colts as their pass game coordinator, secondary coach. So Chris Hewitt, not unemployed for long.
Nope, he got a job right away, and good for him. You know, he'd been there 13 years, so it was probably both needed a change.
Now, Tyler Santucci has come in this weekend. Former DC, rather, at Georgia Tech. New linebacker coach. He was at Duke. According to Ian Rappaport, he had overtures from the NFL before, but he's coming in now as De Leon left the nest, if you will, last week. So Tyler Santucci comes in, and the first order of business for him is going to be what at inside linebacker?
Well, they've got Roquan, and they've got Simpson, and that's all they got. So he's got to help with the addition of, well, number one, he's got to learn the defense. That's number one. And learn what the types of players that the Ravens want, because they want a specific type guy. He's not going to come in and say, Tyler's not coming in and say, well, this is the type of linebacker I want. No, it's what are the Ravens looking for at linebacker? What is, you know, what, Chuck, what is the ideal guy? Because the scouts know, from being around this defense for years, exactly the type of players they're looking for at the linebacker position and everything. And Tyler's here to learn. He's a young guy, first NFL job, and what do I got to learn? And then, okay, what guys do I got to teach? Because with Roquan's coming in and saying, okay, what's this guy going to teach me? So, you know, we heard Bordy talk about credibility and sure. Stuff. That Tyler's got to gain credibility. He's got to have credibility when he goes sees Roquan. He's got to have something that Roquan can learn from him. And then he's got to be able to, and the biggest thing might be, okay, you get these other guys right, and that's the best thing you can do for me. Get Simpson playing better where I don't have to worry about him all the time. And, you know, who's this veteran guy that they bring in?
Spinny at 81.057 The Fan. Let's get out to the phones here on this Super Bowl Monday. Well, Super Bowl week, it's Monday. We'll break down the big game, obviously, throughout the course of the next 4 days here. But let's go to Arbutus, bringing Ed. Ed, thanks for holding. What is happening?
Bob, Benny, good day to you, gentlemen.
How you doing, Ed?
Good, sir. Thank you. Super Bowl matchup comments, X and O, no horse in the race. Eagles with the ball. Chiefs on defense, two offense game wreckers, number 95 tackle Chris Jones and number 56 edge guy George Karlaftis, high motor playmaker. They warrant special attention, no doubt. If the Eagles offense gets a splash play, expect a sellout blitz from the KCD coordinator on the very next play. A good thing for the Eagle offense, Barkley runs skinny to the hole. He doesn't need much, just a crease opening. One jump cut, speed burst, and he's gone. KC QB Mahomes, unorthodox, special talent, absolute must to neutralize him. No matter who they play, he's the challenge guy to corral or you're going to lose. Personal defense choice against him, 3-4 triple shell cover 2. The whole premise of this defense is to keep him contained field middle. The first shell, nose guard number 98, Jalen Carter, to alternate stances, straight up on the nose or 45-degree angles, left or right cross face. Own the A-gaps, he can do that by himself. The two edge guys, stay upright in stance. No one gets to your outside eye or arm. On snap, the first shell of 3, charge up for a 1-2-3 count and stop and wall unison. Do not run past him in the pocket. He's at his best when you make that mistake. Don't commit to him, but be there when he commits to you. The second shell, four defenders, Will and Sam sitting in the flats and to the seams. The two Mikes are in a double crown for angle of pursuit tackling, also to cover the seams, basically to stop Kelsey. The third shell, four defenders, twin high cover two, man up on the outside. For this total D, do not bite on the pump fake. When he runs pocket middle, induce him to slide, he's going to be pump faking the whole time. KC will move the ball, but you can defend them field vertical from the 20 to the 20. When they reach the good side of the 20, then you single shoot a well-disguised blitzer. Do not kitchen sink it. Keep your base intact. Final overall defensive goal against the special talents of this proven champion QB. Make him settle for three. Strategy attempted to throw in the champ. That's it today, gentlemen. I thank you for your courtesy.
All right, Ed and Arbutus, breaking it down, film study wise.
Boy, did he ever.
Yes, he did.
I just think that I think Philly's secondary is going to be able to match up pretty good with those receivers. So I think Vic Fangio, and you got two outstanding D coordinators with Fangio and
Spagnuolo.
Spags, yeah. So, I mean, you got two veteran, experienced coordinators that like to disguise and like to blitz, and both have talent. You know, I mean, Chris Jones is as good as it gets. Jalen Carter's as good as it gets on the inside. So it's going to be interesting to see how they utilize them. And Kansas City's got good corners, good secondary. And Philly's corners, nickelbacks and stuff, outstanding. I mean, player for player, Philly's better. And it's going to be, you know, who wins that chess match? That's what's going to be kind of fun.
It's 5880-1057. The Fan will come back. Count some dough here, early week style of buy or sell, talking sports subject of the day. Jason Cole, longtime NFL writer, preview Super Bowl 59 with him. Miles Garrett trade request out of Cleveland. Will it be accommodated? You want to join us, you can at SportsHub 583-1057. Maryland could be ranked when the rankings come out here in the next hour or so. And we're 9 days away from pitchers and catchers. Orioles on paper, better or worse than they were when they trudged off the field against the Royals.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or are you selling?
I'm not going to buy into that crap.
Benny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Benny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan here on this Monday, Super Bowl week. You're talking about the big game throughout the course of the next few days. Matter of fact, Jason Cole, longtime NFL writer, joining us at the bottom of the hour. Maryland's back on the hardwood this week against Ohio State. Orioles will be in Florida next week with pitchers and catchers, that full squad workouts. Believe it or not, all of that stuff is coming your way. But right now, let's count some dough by yourself.
All right, Bob, we're not making any money today. The Dow's down 135. The S&P's down 45. NASDAQ is down 230. DraftKings is down 17 cents. Under Armour's down 18 cents. I think Wall Street is worried about all the tariffs and how's it going to affect, and I think that's the stage that they're in right now.
All right, as far as our sports topics, we'll start here in the NBA. Last week, kind of got into this a little bit about Adam Silver, his comments about potentially shortening the length of games to 10-minute quarters. You're asking yourself, why? Why would you come up with such an idea? Well, ratings have been down in the league for quite a while now, and common complaints from fans seem to boil down to, well, the games are just dragging on way too long. We don't have the attention span for it. So it's not the first time that Adam Silver has actually spoken about potential changes to the league in this kind of format, trying to boost interest. However, it should be noted that usually nothing ever comes of it, and he's usually just floating this out there to gauge public interest. But buy or sell, Bob, shortening the length of the actual season would be a better solution than the length of each individual game.
Like to 76 games or something like
that?
Yeah,
you know.
Because the playoffs have moved to multiple different rounds. They're all best of sevens. Training camp for the NBA starts, what, late September? Season ends literally late June.
Plus the play-in tournament.
Oh, boy. It's a long year, man. It is a grind. Same with the NHL, by the way. I'll go ahead and buy that, I guess. And then you'll throw some asterisks on records and all that fun stuff to go along with it. But the game has changed to the point where it's, would you rather see 4-on-1 fast breaks and dunks and players moving without the ball and hitting mid-range jumpers, just this flow? I mean, Doug Moe's, the Spurs used to average 120 points a game before there was even a three-point line back in the day. Or would you just 40-some threes a game? I mean, good three-point shooting teams miss 6 of every 10 of those, if you know what I'm saying. It's just not that fun to watch. I'm not saying they're not brilliant players. They certainly are, but whatever. They're boring.
Well, we'll move over to the NFL here. Of all the players that the Panthers could have parted with last season, it's a little surprising that Adam Thielen wasn't one of them. Now, he did miss a little time with injury, but was still effective in the 10 games he did play in. And a year prior to that, was a 1,000-yard receiver with the Panthers. Now, they've got him under control for another year, but there's no guarantees on that contract. A common thought here, or a growing thought, is that they might just flat-out cut him in the coming months. Vinny, buy or sell, if available, Adam Thielen could be a good depth piece to target for the Ravens.
I'll buy it, but I don't think they're going to get rid of him just because Bryce Young, that's kind of his guy. So I don't see them getting rid of him. Can he be a number two or number three for them? Sure, he was for Bryce Young in his last, Bryce Young's last, what, nine games?
Mm-hmm.
So I think he's a good, and he's a good locker room dude. So I don't think he's going anywhere, Nolan, but I think it would be, you know, for a fourth or fifth. The only thing for the Ravens is he wouldn't be a special team, like coverage guy. That's where that would hurt.
Over to Major League Baseball, Jack Flaherty, his wait is finally over. He's finally got a deal, but probably not as long as he was hoping. It's essentially a one-year deal because of the opt-out, so he'll make a good chunk of change for this season heading back to Detroit. His market was strange really from the start. Last year was the prove-it deal for him, and you look at his stats, I mean, even me, I'm his biggest hater, right? I thought he proved it last year. He had a pretty good year.
You were very personal with your dislike, too.
That's always personal. Never business when it comes to me. Always personal. But Flaherty, yeah, he proved it last year. He's going to have to prove it again. We'll look at just his numbers with Detroit. A sub-3 ERA, it was 2.95, 18 starts. And really, the most surprising thing was his strikeouts. A huge uptick there, 133 in his time with Detroit. Buy or sell, Bob, Flaherty will be able to replicate those stats from a year ago back in that pitcher-friendly park.
Yeah, I'll buy it. And they're a good team, too. They have a chance to do some damage maybe in the playoffs, and he's going to have a lot to do with it. Remember in his Cardinal days, he was a big strikeout guy there. Then his K rate started to dip. His injuries became a problem. And, yes, we can look back at that bittersweet 2.5 months when he was with the Orioles, where he's, quite frankly, not that great. But, you know, Jack Flaherty, get your thing. And it's an opt-out after 1 year. $20 million, guaranteed. It could max out at, what, 35 plus, depending on incentives and such. And, hey, look, if they tank, he'll probably get traded again, just like last year.
And how about one more here? The Raiders, they're in need of a new quarterback, but without a top-5 draft pick this year, could be hard for them to get an instant guy, maybe a stopgap option in the meantime. Some names out there. It's not a deep list, but Russell Wilson, he's in that category of free agent, stopgap. He fits the bill. And the connection between him and Pete Carroll would have a lot of people intrigued. They spent 10-plus seasons together in Seattle. Now, Pete Carroll was actually asked about the idea of adding Russell Wilson in free agency. Didn't really feed into it. Your typical coach speak just said, we'll see what happens. But Vinny, buy or sell, a Wilson-Carroll reunion would make a lot of sense for the short term.
Sell it. Pete got rid of him. Pete got rid of him before. I think Pete was done with him. So I do not see that reunion at all.
It's been 880-1057. The Fan, will come back, talk about Super Bowl 59 with Jason Cole, longtime NFL writer. It's a matchup for the ages. Kansas City trying to make history. Philly trying to get themselves another Lombardi trophy. Go to the Funhouse since we couldn't get to a last hour. NFL lunch, 1 o'clock. Talk more about the big game. We got our prop bet stuff coming up later on the week. In Friday, Tony Pauline, sportskeeda.com. Talk about the Senior Bowl that just happened this weekend and how the draft is being situated right now. For instance, mock draft here on ESPN.com with Matt Miller. Got the Titans taking Abdul Carter out of Penn State. Is Tony in agreement with that?
The latest sports news and your place to talk about it. Always. 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Hedy, 105.7 The Fan, Super Bowl week. Kansas City trying to win 3 in a row. First team to ever do that if they accomplish that feat. Philadelphia trying to win another Super Bowl. Second one going back to 2017 when they stunned the world and knocked off old Tom Brady and fellas. Back then, what was it, the Philly Special, I believe it was?
Yes.
Getting that thing done. But here to talk about this game and everything else going on in the National Football League. Long time NFL writer, rejoining the program on the Window Nation guest hotline, Jason Cole. Jason, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us, as always, here on the Fan. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato.
Good to be here. Wondering who the Orioles are going to put in the rotation, but that's another conversation.
Well, as you just heard from Mike Elias, he's not leaning towards a six-man rotation just yet. And we'll see how that all unfolds. Right now, it looks like Zach Eflin will be sitting. Speaking of that game, Zach Eflin at the top of it. But Myles Garrett wants out of Cleveland. And, a lot of doom and gloom surrounding that franchise, even though they are just a year removed from making the playoffs. So will this trade, Jason, be accommodated? And who will be some of the potential suitors from one of the best players in the NFL?
The entire league.
Yeah.
you line up and put everybody in order. The players always have the most power if they're willing to exert the kind of pressure on a team that makes a team uncomfortable. And Garrett's done this already in the offseason. It seems like he's got a plan. He's been thinking about it since the end of last season. It's hard for Cleveland to escape this. It's hard to have a guy like this in your locker room if he's going to continue to be unhappy. He's obviously, heard the plans from the front office to say, hey, this is what we want to do. This is what we plan to do. This is where we're going. And he's not satisfied. And if that's the situation, right, we're a month removed from the end of the season and he still feels this way, I got to think he's going to do whatever it takes to get himself out of there. So they're better off making the trade. It does set them backwards. It's a problem. It's all those things. But it's recoverable when a guy has this kind of value, and you can maybe make the trade before the draft. Usually when you're trading players in the off season, you don't get the kind of value for them that you would in season when teams are chasing a title. But this guy's so good that I think you're going to get the price, whether it's two first-round picks or first plus, second and third and, whatever that is, I think you can get it. And I think you can get it in the upcoming draft. As for the suitors, the list is a mile long. If I was Baltimore, I'd be going, okay, how do I fit this guy in? How do I make it work? Because one of the things that you didn't really have, you didn't close on quarterbacks as well as you really wanted to, and certainly not as well as you did the year before. This guy's that kind of closer. And so Baltimore would be right there at the top of that list. It just, I don't know their cap situation quite as well to know how you'd make this guy work.
Well, Jason, if I'm a GM at Cleveland, I am not trading him in the division. I don't think that would ever happen.
No, probably not. But it always depends on what's the price and what are you going to do? I don't want to trade him in the division, but I also want to get the most price. I mean, sometimes I think the GMs overthink that a little bit and say, if I'm Cleveland, I got so much to work on, especially if I'm this guy, like, who cares? Okay, he goes there. I'm not competing with Baltimore for the next couple of years. I'm not bothered because I got to find a quarterback. So I need all the bullets I can get to find a quarterback. And then I need to rebuild over here and over here. So I hear what you're saying, and I know that GMs don't like to do that. But that's assuming that you're sort of on the same plane of existence. And right now the Browns are not anywhere close to the Ravens in terms of being on the same plane of existence when it comes to competing for a title. They may play hard against them and beat them occasionally, but that doesn't make them as good. And so Cleveland's got a lot of work to do. I'm sending them wherever I can get the best price.
Now, Jason, the Hall of Fame stuff comes out, what, Saturday? I know you can't say.
Thursday.
Okay, in a couple of days. Does your gut say Suggs gets in?
I can't. Come on, Vinny. You're killing me, Vinny.
Zach Eflin.
Yeah, Zach Eflin.
Does Zach Eflin get in?
Yeah, Zach Eflin. He's got a Baseball Hall of Fame. I don't vote in baseball, but he's a Hall of Fame for you. Okay. Come on, man. I can't answer that question.
Let me ask you this. Do you think there's going to be any surprises?
Yeah, because this whole group is So even like it's hard to separate them. I mean, you know what the 15 looks like,
right?
And so it's hard to separate a lot of those guys. Only one guy on the survey that I do. Only one guy.
I'm on your survey list.
Well, as long as you're admitting that, I'm not outing you. But yes, you are on the survey list. I will confirm that.
And I did pick Bryant Young right correctly.
Yes, you did. And he got a lot of support. He got a lot of support along the way. Okay. So they did a nice job with Bryant Young. I just think that after you get past Antonio Gates, he was the only guy to get more than 60%. In fact, he was the only guy to get more than like 46% of the support. So he got like 68% support. I think it's fairly safe to say that Antonio Gates is a good shot based on that. After that, like, just throw all the names in a hat.
Right.
And kind of like you're trying to figure out. There are some arguments for some guys that were better than others, or some arguments against guys that were more difficult to overcome than others. And I'll leave it at that. That's a very generic way of describing it. But I think that some people, depending on your perspective on the players that are listed, you would say, yeah, I'm surprised by that. Like a guy, let me just say this. The guy I think who had the best resume, and I'm not saying who it is, but the guy I think who had the best resume in this whole thing, I don't think he's getting in. And the guy who I think was actually the best player, I have doubts about whether he's going to get in this year. And that's just my own personal opinion. I'm not going to share who those guys were.
Right. Now, hey, Jason, let me ask you this, because I was going to ask you about Justin Tucker. How does this stuff that's going on with him and the massage thing, how does that affect him for the Hall of Fame? Because, you know, there was talk that, you know, greatest kicker of all time, is he a first ballot Hall of Famer? How does this affect him after he's done, which it could be soon if all this stuff is what we think it might be?
I don't know. It sort of depends on whether he does he come back and kick for somebody else, and what does he do? What does it happen going forward? Are there actual civil or criminal issues that happen? Which it doesn't sound like either one of those is going on, right? It's hard for me to judge this one from a distance, because it's not like where we were with Deshaun Watson. It's not as progressed as far as that. It's not. There's a lot to unwind here. I would say this with Justin Tucker. Anybody who said he's a first ballot Hall of Famer, I mean, I don't know that any kicker is ever going to be just, you drop it in and he's our first ballot Hall of Fame guy. Not, and Vinatieri's on this list this year. He might be, he might make it as a first ballot guy. But, Tucker's career is not equal to Vinatieri's career. Statistically, people can probably make the case for Tucker, but Tucker doesn't have the Super Bowl winning kicks and Tuck Rule game kicks that Vinatieri has, and not over a, what was Vinatieri, 24 years? I mean, and even Vinatieri was a tough argument in the room that left me going, I don't know if this guy's going to make it this year as the first ballot guy.
Jason Cole, longtime NFL writer. Jason, real quick, because you're a busy guy, winner of Super Bowl 59 will be who?
The Kansas City Chiefs will win their third in a row with the greatest accomplishment in team sports history in America, considering how difficult it is to repeat, three-peat in football. Hasn't been done since the Packers did it, and the Packers did it when it was a 12-team league, so I don't think the comparison's even close. I know it's been done in basketball, I know it's been done in baseball, but between the injury rate and the mentality of playing in a game where every Sunday it feels like you're shot out of a cannon, I think the difficulty factor in to win three straight titles in the NFL is just outrageous. And look, I'm a big baseball fan and a big basketball fan, but this is an amazing thing if the Chiefs actually pull it off.
Jason Cole, always appreciate the time. Enjoy the Super Bowl, and we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks here.
Thanks, Jason.
All right. Take care, guys. Bye. Right,
Jason Cole, everyone. It's Vinny and Hattie, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back, reset, get a fun house in here real quick. Got some NFL lunch, feed you some more football. Super Bowl week. Are the Chiefs more unlikable than the Patriots were just so few years ago? And then we'll talk about the NFL draft, which is coming up in a couple of months with Tony Pauline from SportsKita.com. 1:30, talk about the Senior Bowl that was, the NFL draft that will be. Tennessee Titans have the number one pick in the draft, and a lot of teams that can use quarterbacks like them, for instance, with no real transcendent franchise-y kind of guy. Last year, you had Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, and then Bo Nix was a stud for Denver. May made the Pro Bowl, whatever that is nowadays, but he made it nonetheless. This year, not even that dude. You know what I mean?
I think, yeah, you're exactly right, Bob. I mean, the two quarterbacks in this year, Cam Ward and Sanders, they would, like, six went in, the top 12 picks last year, 13 picks. These two guys would go after those six. So it's not a strong year for quarterbacks in this draft.
And we'll talk about that with Tony. Let's bring Nolan McGraw in. Haven't really had a chance to say hello. Nolan, first of all, hello. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Doing all right.
All right. Well, you know, I can't stop thinking, like a lot of people, about this whole Luka Doncic thing. The more time that passes, the less and less sense it makes. I don't think I'll ever have it make sense in my brain. But maybe the biggest part that ticks me off as a neutral observer is how it just completely lets the Lakers off the hook. I mean, they were staring down a rebuild here within the next 2 years, at least, probably even within the next year. Got to figure out what they're going to do with that pairing between Davis and LeBron. It just wasn't working anymore. We know what their ceiling probably was. Get through the play-in, maybe get through the first round of the playoffs, but they're not a true title contender. And now all of a sudden, because of what the Mavs GM wanted to do, they're set up for the next decade plus, and they don't even have to pander to LeBron anymore. If he starts popping off and they don't like it, all right, hey, see you later. We got the new kid. We got the 25-year-old who's the new face of the franchise.
Yeah, their title odds went from 40-1 to 16-1, just like that. But trying to connect dots, all right, they had a problem with his conditioning or lack thereof. So if he's going to come in out of shape every year, which he tends to do, he was a little beefier this year, though, before he popped the quad. He was in line for that Supermax where he was about to get $345, $350 million, which he's no longer eligible to get because he was traded. He could still get like $245, poor guy, you know what I mean? But to your point, he goes out to L.A., and now he will become the new L.A. dude. I'm sure everyone will try to put him on the Mount Rushmore of Laker royalty, whatever that is. But, yeah, and for Dallas, look, Anthony Davis is a first-team All-NBA guy. He's been the best power forward in the league for the better part of, what, 8 to 10 years? But he gets hurt a lot. He banged up now. But he'll go there probably motivated, pissed, because he was unaware of everything that was going down. And it's not like he got traded to Siberia. He's going to a team that was in the finals last year and still has a ton of talent. And as Sean Devaney said an hour or so ago, still have opportunities to make other trades to strengthen the team. So it could be a win-win now and maybe even more beneficial to the Mavs this year. But long-term, advantage LA. He's 25 years old, for crying out loud.
How do you think you were, like, you're Palenka, you're just sitting in your office and you get a call from the Mavs GM. Yeah. And he says, hey, would you be interested?
They will trade to Luka. It's like, Luka Garza plays for you guys? You know what I mean?
They thought he was getting pranked.
Yeah, it was like, am I being punked over here? It like Shams, the dude for Sharania. Sharania, sorry about that. Everybody thought his Twitter feed got hacked.
Right.
And he had to come in 10 minutes later. No, this is real. This is real.
Blockbuster.
But I mean, if you're just sitting there, it's like, you know, you like hang up the phone and you say, did this really just happen?
It came out of nowhere.
And you can tell that this was the Mavs going to them and asking for what they wanted in return. Because, and even then it was stupid, because they didn't get any pick swaps. They didn't get it. Like, they should have got every single pick that the Lakers owned between now and the end of time should have been coming back their way. They got nothing. It's terrible.
And as Sean Devaney again said from Heavy.com, it was Lakers or bust. They didn't inquire about Jaylen Brown. They didn't ask about Anthony Edwards. I mean, De'Aaron Fox. I mean, nothing like that. They just, hey, we want Anthony Davis. And they got him.
To keep that under wraps where nobody knew, like usually when in the NBA or any sport, when the trade rumbling start, it's the agents leaking stuff, the players getting disgruntled and asking out. And you kind of do this whole song and dance for a couple months until something actually happens. This comes out of nowhere. I wonder how long the negotiations lasted. Did this start like Friday night and they landed Saturday?
Yeah, a couple of days.
Because if you wait even a week, somebody in the know is going to leak it out there.
Well, Jason, the coaches didn't know.
I mean, that's what's crazy.
Yeah,
kid was sitting next to the GM, and he just admitted everyone listening. Jason didn't even know.
LeBron and Davis have the same agency, I think, too.
Yeah,
so that
Nation
definitely would have got out there.
Well, this is definitely like you got to go straight to the owner. And if the owner says no, you can't make that trade. This is all about ownership.
And Mark Cuban said he had nothing to do with it because he's no longer the majority owner consultant in Dallas. But a crazy trade. And I saw, I think it was Schefter maybe, said it's like Lamar getting traded for Burrow. I don't think that's apples to apples there.
Yeah, he got roasted for that, too.
Yeah, it's like Lamar got traded for, I think you said Matt Stafford. Would bite. I think Davis is a little more, you know, impactful at this stage of his career than Stafford is, even though look, they go to the playoffs every year in L.A. But, yeah, it's not Burrow for Lamar or Josh Allen for Lamar. It's Lamar in his prime for a guy who's still good, but while Lamar's still priming, the guy you traded for is going to be washed
up. Like a couple years ago, if it would have been Brady. You know, Brady getting, because that probably would have kind of worked. If Brady was still playing like when he went to Tampa, if they would have traded Lamar for Brady.
Either way, Luka's gonzo, going out to Dallas, and Anthony or going out to L.A., Anthony Davis going to Dallas, and they do play twice more before the end of the regular season. And if the basketball gods are out there, I'm assuming they might meet in the playoffs at some point in time, which would be actually some dramatic stuff until the 53s were being fired up. And you're like, Jesus, it's Vinny at 81.057, the Fan NFL Lunch, feed you some Super Bowl, bottom of the hour. We've got Tony Pauline talking about the draft. Ravens have the 27th pick in the draft. What do they need? Offensive line, maybe some DBs. Always get a good player late in draft. Look at Zay Flowers.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Cook up a special dinner with USDA Choice Beef New York Strip Steak, bone in for $7.99 per pound. And for that special someone on Valentine's Day, Debbie Lilly Design Dozen Roses for $24.99. Large pack of 2-pound strawberries or 18-ounce blueberries, $4.99 each. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.